Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the World Service Conference 2020 Virtual Fellowship Day. My name is Phoenix, and I'm a compulsive debtor and under-earner in Houston, Texas. The topic for this workshop is Don't Give Up Before the Miracle Happens. All right, and our first speaker is Katie B.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm a debtor and an under-earner. Says Katie M because Katie B is my middle name. I live in Palm Springs, California. Thank you to Alice who asked me to speak here. So I have been in Debtors Anonymous since 1992. I probably don't look like I'm old enough, but I'm 49. And I was 21 in 1992. I started in Northampton, Massachusetts. I was an undergrad at UMass Amherst. And through the years, my disease has changed in many different ways. I'm just gonna briefly tell you what happened, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like today. You know, I wasn't taught about money. What I was taught was that you have a credit card for emergencies. And I came up with some brilliant ideas of what emergencies look like. I happened to be from the beverage program. That's my first fellowship, and this was my third. I thought every time I got drunk and would have a hangover, that was the perfect emergency to go shopping to feel better about feeling sick. So that was my emergency. I pretty much did as I saw my mother do. No blame, just that was what I did. We were taught to not talk about what we spent our money on, basically not to tell our dad if my mother bought shoes or plants. I remember my mother saying that money doesn't grow on trees, but I kind of had the feeling that maybe it did because as much shopping as we did. You know, when I got sober, I wanted to be fully self-supporting. I was in my end of my first year of college when I got sober at 18, 19. And I was having creditors call me and I didn't really care for that. And so I found myself in Debtors Anonymous. And that was quite a while ago. So I'm just gonna tell you, starting in 2006, I came back, I filed for bankruptcy. I thought if I'm gonna be filing for bankruptcy, then I have to be back in Debtors Anonymous and I need to make sure that I have the solution and that I'm taking action. And I've been solvent since October of 2006. One of the things that I did before getting solvent was I bought a condo in the desert, actually where I live now, thinking that that was somehow a good idea. It really wasn't such a good idea. But anyways, I don't regret my past, nor do I wish to shut the door on it because it's brought me to where I am today. In 2008, I went to grad school. I got my master's degree. I didn't pay for it. The state of California did. I am a social worker. I worked for the County of Los Angeles, which they were the ones who paid for my education. I gave back by working for them. Graduated in 2010. I've been a social worker for the last 10 years. I think the reason why this particular topic spoke to me is because I was in a sister program and I saw somebody that I felt resentful towards, wasn't really sure why, later figured it out, which was they were living their truth. And I was feeling resentful because I was being faced with my truth in their share. And today I'm living my truth. And what I mean by that is 5 years ago in December, I transitioned from male to female. And I thought I wasn't able to afford my vision. And just not only emotionally or spiritually or financially, but I was just terrified of who would love and support me. And there have been many that have fell away, but there are many that have come too. And what does this have to do with debting? It has absolutely everything to do with debting. And it's really funny because I hope it's okay that I'm going to call you out, Miss Kathleen. She was one of my PRG people, and I was writing out a vision statement, which was that I wanted to live as myself and use myself as a tool to be more authentic. And I didn't know really at the time what I was writing, and later it came to fruition. And, you know, I happen to be a multiple program user. I'm one of those people. I'm an addict. Thank you, Nina. If hugging trees makes me high, I'd be hugging trees. And so I just say that to you because I need help in every area of my life.
5 minutes.
Thank you. Today I got a sponsor in the sister program because I identify also as an underbeer. And if it wasn't for Debtors Anonymous, I wouldn't have been able to open the door to this other program. I guess what I'm trying to say to you is that why you might be here in the beginning may not be why you're here towards as you go along. And that's what I'm trying to say is that, you know, my life has changed completely in so many ways. It doesn't have to change quite as much for you all. But that's been my experience, strength and hope. I did not quit before the miracle. I'm finding that it's much more than just not deading. Just like they say in AA, it's more than just not drinking. I need emotional sobriety as it relates to money and as it relates to living out my truth. I somewhere got the message that I needed permission to make changes in my life, and I found that that is not true. I don't need permission. You know, I'm not sure if the work that I'm currently doing is the work I'm going to continue to do because it's very intense. I just share this with you because it's my story, but, you know, I was abused as a child, and I happen to be a child protective services social worker. And it's a very challenging job because I get triggered a lot, but I also, it calls me to do the work I need to do. And so I do that. And, you know, I'm making the most money I've ever made today, but that's still not why I'm here. I'm here because I have dreams and goals that are beyond what I currently am doing. And I'm afraid often to take the next indicated step. And yesterday I did. I called someone who asked me to teach at their university. It's not going to happen right away, but I made the call. And so I'm just willing to be willing to be willing. And, you know, one of the things that I've gotten from recovery is that sometimes it's scary to speak my truth. And I recently had to speak up at work and say that this happened, and I was uncomfortable, but I did it anyway, and somebody spoke up for me. I hope that I shared something that was helpful for you to hear. I'm incredibly grateful to this program. You know, I love doing my numbers. It feels so odd to say that, but I'd love to know where I am financially. I don't debt today. I have an incredible credit score that I've worked really hard to get. I pay my bills on time. I know what I earn. I know what I spend. I know what I save. And there's so much more for me to grow in areas that I don't even know about yet. And really, really grateful. About a year ago, I moved back to Palm Springs. And those who may know, it's about 118 here today. And but I have a quality of life that's beyond my wildest dreams. I still work because I'm an essential worker. I go into people's homes and I do the best I can to take care of myself today.
1 minute.
Thank you. So anybody is afraid or has fear, you're not alone. You're in the right place. You're in the right program. You never know how God's going to use you. And that's what I can say, what this program has done for me. I never knew how God was going to use me. And if you get a chance to go to a visions retreat, I highly recommend that. It's been very helpful. I think with that, I'm going to just say thank you so much for my solvency and my quality of life today. I could not have gotten here without all of you. Thanks for letting me share.
Wonderful. Thank you, Katie. For those of you just joining us, welcome. And again, our topic is don't give up before the miracle happens. And our next speaker is Margarita.
Hi, I'm in Queens, New York. I don't know why I moved here, but it turned out to be pretty good because since COVID, they've closed the streets and Newark has sort of stopped. So it's one of the nicest places I've ever lived now. So I wanted to say, before I joined DA, which was in 1988, my spending was very uncontrolled. I was in a position when I got married where I had to pay the preacher with a cash advance from a card. And I had to come clean to my future husband that I was so in debt. I had hidden it like for the whole relationship. He didn't seem to understand what it was, so it was okay. But in any case, I grew up pretty poor. My parents never debted. They never used credit cards. And I was taught not to do that. And of course, when I got into my 20s, I wanted to be a smart aleck. And I was like, hey, I'm going to get this card and I'm going to be really flashy. And I ended up about $30,000 in debt, which doesn't seem like that much compared to some of the numbers. But for me, making almost nothing, it was a big number. And when I came into DA, I didn't take it seriously for a few years. And then I finally said, you know, what am I messing around for? And I started taking the tools of the program a lot more seriously. I really started doing my numbers, doing my spreadsheets. I did some PRGs. I went to some, share-a-thons. And I went to meetings, you know, pretty religiously. And ultimately, you know, I ended up finishing my master's degree, getting all these promotions at work, and becoming extremely financially stable and out of debt. And not that it was not a roller coaster ride getting there, it was. But I achieved a lot of financial stability. And then I stopped going to program, and that all fell apart. I am back around to financial stability now. And what I wanted to say about not giving up before the miracle is that that's been a pattern of my life, Nick, not really believing that I'm the lucky one, that, you know, I can succeed, that things are meant for me, that somehow I'll be chosen. Or, you know, just being afraid to speak up for myself. And, you know, the more that I'm able to believe, the more that I'm able to accomplish. And this has been true in everything, in love, in work, in program. I wanted to say that also, as long as I accept that I can't manipulate things, I can't change things, and I'm extremely impatient, and I look to manipulate and change the future and really get an angle on it. And the more I can accept that I can't control those things, the better things turn out. For example, I'm going to retire soon, in a few years, and I'm very worried that I'm not going to be able to afford it. At the same time, I know that since I'm in program and I'm saving and I'm taking the right actions, that I don't need to worry like that about it. I'm doing that thing where I don't have faith, where I want
5 minutes.
Thank you. Where I want to unplug my faith and just sort of worry and you know, go to a sort of like a darker place where I want to try to manipulate things and somehow like wrangle sort of, secretly for a better job and just things like, there's nothing wrong with getting a better job, but you know, I think of it as like getting back at my employer somehow when I do these things. But in any case, I do hope and pray, and I'm taking the right actions, that I can retire very comfortably. I do have a fundamental understanding that things will work out well in the end. That's been I'm of two minds. That's been another pattern of my life. You know, while I'm not believing, I'm also perfectly convinced that things will turn out all right if I take the right actions. And I also want to say that I'm very grateful to the program. And if you're new to the program, use the tools, get your PRGs, talk to people on the phone, try not to isolate, which is something I've done, not a good thing. And that's basically it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Margarita. If you're just joining us, the topic of this workshop is Don't Give Up Before the Miracle Happens. And our next speaker is Pearl.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pearl. I'm a debtor. And I didn't quit before the miracle. I'm sitting here like just miracles. So I was taken to my first DA meeting by my son, actually, at the old St. Vincent Hospital just before it closed down in Manhattan. And sitting there, I realized that all the lovely, cool stuff I was wearing, I was paying interest on it. It was all on credit card. And I looked great, and I didn't know. So I did a little bit of phone after that because St. Vincent closed and my schedule didn't work well with it. And I was unable to stay at the time because I needed another program that had to do with childhood stuff before I could be safe dealing with people talking about money. But I did go to a debt consolidation at the advice of somebody that I heard in my, I call it DA 101, and now I'm in 1.0, and now I'm in 2.0. So I did a debt consolidation, and I experienced that and cut up my cards, and it took me a few years, and I got everything paid off. And the credit counselor said, and I used to go and cry, and, you know, but I didn't do DA. And I got debt free. And then they said, okay, now you got to get a credit card so you can build your credit back up, but just pay it off every month. And I did that. And I got like incredibly this lifestyle. And I had an American Express for business and I had an American Express for personal and I paid them off every month, but it was like screaming at God. Okay, how are we going to do it this month? How are we going to pull this off this time? And then somebody that I respected very much recommended a non-program 12-step book. And I thought, well, you know, I got 30 years in the first program, the granddaddy of them all, and blah, 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 blah. I don't really need any help. I got this great life. But just because I love this person, I'm going to read it. And I opened it. And step one, oh, I'm a debtor. I'm having trouble paying my quarterly taxes on time. Like all of this is just financial drama. And I turned and picked up my phone and put in DA, and the schedule came up and I hit the button and I got into a meeting that is my home group, and I attended every single day for the first 6 weeks and got all the literature and got a sponsor and cut up my cards. And by the way, my business Amex, the last three numbers were 007, like license to kill. I mean, it was just easy to remember. This is not good for me. Keeping my numbers, she had me write a fourth step chronologically, like right off the bat. And I just typed and typed and kept sticky notes during the day, memories until I got it all down. And then I shared it with her over the phone. And I hadn't realized that how far off the beam I was, how I didn't keep my word, how my father, when he'd been alive, had helped me out financially and said, just don't use credit cards anymore. I said, of course not. But after he died, guess what I did? I just kept doing it. And I saw really the insanity of it. And then that sponsor resigned and I had another one briefly. And in that time I got a step partner in the program who was also multi-program like me. And we just went at it, you know, just every week. We went through the steps. So good for me. And I got a visions partner. I was doing a visions meeting and my schedule was off and I got together with one other woman. We've been vision partners for a year and a half. So my official got in, cut up the cards was June 2018 and keeping my numbers and doing the PRG and my third sponsor who I'm just so fortunate for and sponsees once I finish the steps. And I am living the miracle. I have my quarterly taxes for September. I already have enough in that account to pay them and have money left over. And I have the next vision is to, I have
5 minutes.
Thank you. I have two unsecured debts, car and condo. And my next vision is to focus spending plan that and PRG that's about paying off my car because it has a higher interest rate than my home, and then to move my attention to paying off my home. And it isn't just about money, it's about clarity. I have observed in my time of participating in the program and all of the tools and following directions that my mind works better. I used to have blackout money. Like if it was about numbers, filing, payments, documents I'd signed, loans I'd taken out, I would just black out. Like a bag just went over my head and I couldn't see. And I won't say that I don't have difficulties at times, but I also just have miracles that I watch myself get a legal pad, get a pen, sit down, call, not scream at anybody, write things down, follow through, get an estimate, get 3 estimates, talk to people, have a work done in my home. Beyond my wildest dreams in terms of being functional. And when I came in 2.0, I was living in 2 places in New York, and then I became a snowbird, just going back, I was going back and forth, very complicated. I mean, my finances, I did it just by, a wing and a prayer. I have no idea how I did it. I just talked to God all the time. Like, you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. And God did, but I was in a level of stress, unbelievable stress all the time. And what I've experienced just having money in the bank and savings and knowing where it's coming and going and is a level of relaxation I didn't know was possible. It's like living in a different country that I didn't know existed, to be calm about money and to have enough. And when the pandemic hit and the changes happened, I just kept doing what I was doing. And when the tax date came up, I paid it. Whereas before it would have been, oh, goody, we get to push. Oh, goody, we get to hide. Oh, goody, we get to do these run around and make a mess kind of mentality. It just, my mind is clear. Oh, this is what I am supposed to do. Therefore, I do it. And the miracle, the results of my life are amazing. Working with my visions partner, we actually used the format from one of the meetings that I had been chairing. So there's different readings, you know, we pray and read and chat. And then we have a 10-minute timed meditation, open up and ask God to guide us. And then 3 minutes for journaling. And then we share with each other. And I was living in a place that I didn't particularly like. And I started to get I would see this, I made a list, which was really kind of spooky, of what I wanted. And I just put it in my visions folder, and once a week, it's like, oh yeah. And I'd close my eyes and oh yeah, I could feel God giving me, directing me to this place. And I'm here. It
1 minute.
Thank you. And it's like Noah's Ark. I should live where I live at this time. It could have been so bad. And I'm just a walking DA miracle. I never imagined that it would, that money would be good and simple, and that I would feel clean and upright in the world and in front of my family. And I thank God. I thank the God of DA, because I specify the God of DA as different from the God that did these other programs for me. And may you have all the blessings that this program makes available to us. Amen.
Wonderful. Thank you, Pearl.